It is our spotlight on the Community Foundation as we are about to connect people who care to causes that matter. One of the greatest slogans they've got from any organization, and Laura Malone, for the development officer, joins us. I love that, right? Connecting people.
It is a great phrase. Yes, it is. And it is very true. You know, we've been very busy with making those connections of the people who care to the causes that matter. That's been especially in light of COVID and everything else going on. You know, it's been incredible to be able to help make a difference, you know, through those endeavors of connecting people who care with causes that matter.
So this is your first year with them, just recently with that. What's it been like in kind of being able to see all those causes and all the way that it's benefiting the people?
You know, it's been wonderful. It really has. And my previous role was more of a national scope, so I wasn't able to be as hands-on with those types of endeavors. You know, we just finished at the end of October creating some racial equity training with our staff and community leaders and our board. We also went and made $50,000 worth of grants from our newly created racial equity fund. And it was great to see the programs that are being done by organizations like El Centro, Marin County Urban League, YWCA Elyria, a newer organization called Leaders Today, and the initiatives that they want to be able to create to help focus on that critical work in racial equity and making a difference in that scope.
You really get to see the grassroots of this, the roots of the grass, really, being down at that level.
Yeah, it's been wonderful to be able to see, you know, to hear about the programs that organizations are trying to create, to learn about how those programs could make a difference on the front lines, and even some of the things that may not be directly related to grant making, which is what the Community Foundation is best known for. But we also had a conversation recently with all of the different leadership of the different police offices throughout the county. So we did a community policing breakfast at the end of October at Lorain County Community College. That included police chiefs from across the country, the Community Foundation board and staff, and other key community partners to really talk through ways that we can improve the role of, you know, police in the community and the commitment that the police officers are trying to make themselves to diversity and inclusion and equity. And it was great to be able to get those folks together in the same room. They're often so busy that it's hard for them to really learn from each other about those best practices or what each of the different municipalities are seeing in their own backyard and be able to share that with, you know, Northern Lorain County and Southern Lorain County and Eastern Lorain County and Western Lorain County. So it was really good to get that group together and really start that conversation of what will probably be many more in how we can go ahead and move that issue along with community policing and just improving the dynamics between the police and the community and what we can do to help in that role.
Laura, the Community Foundation has a number of different funds. How does one go about establishing a new fund?
That's a great question. Well, first, they can go ahead and they can contact me, and I can be reached at the Community Foundation. That phone number is 440-984-7390. We can talk through what they are hoping to achieve with their fund. The funds can be for a lot of different purposes, and they can be very broad or very narrow in their scope. So we can create a donor advised fund, which would allow the donor to kind of fill that charitable bucket by putting money in their fund and then through the distribution of that fund, make grants to whatever charities they may choose year to year. So that grant making may vary from time to time, depending on the different issues touching that individual or that family each year as they make those grant making decisions. They could create a field of interest fund. So if there's something they want to do along the lines of food insecurity or digital inclusion is a big issue right now, they could create a fund that's dedicated to those issues and would be, you know, really focused specific on those needs. If they have a couple different charities that they want to support on an ongoing basis and make sure that those organizations always have money, they can create a designated fund that would allow them to have that fund support Charity A, Charity B, Charity C, and have that be an unwavering, unchangeable commitment to those organizations. Or they could support any of the existing scholarship programs that we have going on. Or, you know, scholarship season is coming up, so we're going to be starting December 15th with releasing application opportunities for scholarships. So there's numerous opportunities to fund existing funds or to create new funds. And then the biggest one that I've always liked, and I think a lot of your listeners would appreciate, is we have school endowment funds for all of the school districts in Lorain County, and we were the first organization in the country to create school endowment funds. And those are dollars that go directly to the school district. The school district on an annual basis can in turn award those dollars to teachers or to programs. My sister-in-law is a teacher in North Ridgeville, and I know she's used those dollars from time to time to fund special projects that she wants to do in her class. And that's a great way to support the schools in a way where it's outside of their budget and they don't have to worry about those budget constraints, but they can still support the teachers and the great work that they're doing in their classrooms on a regular basis.
We are talking today with Laura Malone, Development Officer for the Community Foundation of Lorain County. PeopleWhoCare.org is their site. And I looked on your Facebook page, and I see you've got something connected to Amazon Smile, where people can shop and still benefit the Community Foundation of Lorain County.
Yeah, it's a great opportunity. A lot of us, I know I'm using my Amazon account now more than ever, but even especially with the holiday season, it's a great time where folks are spending a lot of time on Amazon, and they can elect through Amazon Smile to have a portion of their spending at Amazon go to Community Foundation of Lorain County. And that's a great way for them to create a double benefit. They get the benefit of shopping and they get the benefit of supporting the local Community Foundation as well. So it's a great way to go ahead and, you know, create that additional supplement without really having to come out of your own pocket for it. You're spending the money on your gifts. You're spending the money on your groceries. I have twin one-year-olds, so I'm spending it on diapers. So it's a great way to go ahead. And as I'm doing that shopping I'm doing every day on Amazon, still support the Community Foundation and the work that we're doing.
We're just wrapping up Community Foundation Week. What kind of things did you guys have planned, or what reflection did you take place over this past week as it's kind of a national celebration of that?
Yeah, Community Foundation Week has been a great endeavor. A lot of our focus this week was really been awareness, talking about it on our Facebook page, talking about it on LinkedIn, talking about it in other social media avenues, just to highlight the great work that community foundations do all over the country. We are one of over 900 community foundations. It's been reported that, you know, community foundations have given over $1 billion to COVID relief. We saw in Lorain County ourselves that so far we have given over $250,000 to 28 different charitable organizations. On top of that, we helped the food bank with a grant early on in the wake of COVID with a $250,000 grant just to help them with their efforts and being overwhelmed in March with the beginning of the crisis. So a lot of folks don't realize that they have these opportunities or these organizations in their own backyard. So it was really trying to make sure that folks got a chance to learn more about the fact that we even exist, let alone the good work that's being done.
Well, we appreciate the giving you the opportunity to let folks know about that and remind them that the scholarship application opens up on December 15th. Always you got to keep reminding, especially when it comes to that and getting the kids involved in applying for that, because we know that there's a lot of organizations that do have those grant the money out there ready for the scholarships. They just need those applications, right?
There's a lot of great opportunities within the scholarships. It's a simple application that plays matchmaker to all the different scholarship opportunities that exist at the community foundation. So the students just complete one application. They can be high school seniors. They can be students already in college. They can be non-traditional students that are looking to go back to maybe Lorain County Community College or some other schools to finish their bachelor's if they haven't already finished it, or do some other type of certification. You know, we do have some that work for the trade schools as well. So it's a great opportunity for folks to take advantage of that. And then the other thing to keep in mind, you know, we're looking at November 19th. Thanksgiving is next week. Can you believe it? it's a great time to think about whatever year-end giving you still want to do. And there's a lot of different strategies that can still be implemented to help donors make the best bang for their buck, so to speak, as they're giving away their charitable donations. So being able to be cognizant of that and seeing what other ways you can still make a difference before the year ends is a great thing to consider as well.
Sounds good. Laura, we appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for sharing with us today.
Thank you so much. You take care.
You do. Laura Malone, Development Officer with Community Foundation of Lorain County. Again, peoplewhocare.org is their site. And you can sign up there for their monthly e-newsletter to see what they're up to and keep it you know, on the top of mind.